This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, March the 5th. The prospect of US sanctions on Russia over Ukraine continues to make Wall Street investors nervous, especially the prospect of retaliatory action from Moscow on American businesses. Jim Labenthal is a former US naval officer. He also happens to be a regular commentator for us on the financial markets in his current capacity as president of Labenthal Asset Management in New York.
On the one hand, the takeover of the Crimean Peninsula by the Russians is not unexpected. The importance of the Black Sea Fleet headquarters at Sevastopol can't be understated. However, you know, whether or not they're going to go in further into Ukraine really remains to be seen. There's an awful lot of fist shaking from both sides, the U.S. and the Russians, and it might be enough to really stave that off. Having said that, while this can definitely roil the markets, it's unlikely to leave a lasting effect. It's more likely to have an effect similar to when Russia invaded Georgia, or even similar to the Israeli incursions into Lebanon and the Gaza Strip, something that hurts the markets in the short term but does not leave a lasting effect.
In the meantime, there's an awful lot of uncertainty about sanctions, who's going to do what from the side of the West. European heads of state are discussing that on Thursday. America's been talking tough on the need for sanctions, and there is word in Russia that there may be retaliation. If we get that far, that can't be good for investor confidence in American businesses that trade in Russia.
Well, it certainly cannot. And, you know, just as an example, we've seen BP off today and yesterday quite a bit, or rather this whole week. That's certainly because they do have a number of Russian ventures, joint ventures, that would be very much hurt if sanctions take place. Having said that, you know, both sides, Russia and the U.S./Europe, have a lot to lose by sanctions. There is a lot of trade between both Russia and the rest of the world and vice versa. Nobody really has an upper hand here, so they better both be careful with what they're threatening.
So the Dow was down a bit on Wednesday. Was that largely down to the Ukrainian effect, or were other things at play?
Well, there wasn't much new news from the Ukraine. There was some economic data here in the U.S. that disappointed. The ADP employment report, always coming out 2 days in advance of the official employment report, was a little worse than expected. In addition, the ISM services survey here in the U.S. was worse than expected. Having said that, most people here in the U.S. realize that this has been a rather brutal winter. The economic data started to go soft really right at the turn of the year when the weather went soft, and we think that it's definitely attributable to the weather. So hopefully as the spring comes back, we'll see the economic data snap back, and that's probably why you haven't seen too much of a sell-off today. So it's a little bit of a wait-and-see here, but I will admit this has been one volatile year so far. We see these huge moves. I think that's going to continue through the first half of this year before the economic data really asserts itself, and we think it will in a positive light.
Jim Labenthal. Well, the Dow finished the day down 0.5% at 16,360. London's main share index, that was down 0.7% at 6,775. The issue of gun control is never far from the headlines in the United States.
We start with breaking news first at 5. A shooting at Arapahoe High School in Centennial, sending two students to the hospital, one of them seriously hurt.
Work week by killing 12 people and gunning down another 14.
46-year-old woman was shot to death in the apartment building behind me.
Following a series of mass shootings recently, Facebook is tightening its rules on gun sales. The world's biggest social media network and its photo-sharing subsidiary Instagram will delete posts selling illegal guns or offering weapons for sale without background checks. Facebook, though, won't police its own network. It'll rely instead on reports from users and police. And that is not enough for Will Villotta of the Washington-based Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
In the United States, there are federally licensed firearm dealers that are required to run a background check on any sale of a gun before turning that gun over to a customer. But there are also unlicensed sellers. There are individuals who can sell guns in many ways, and those sales account for 40% of gun sales in the United States. And those sales, under federal law, do not require a background check right now. The risk there is that a dangerous person, a felon, a domestic abuser, can obtain a weapon through a channel like Facebook without a background check. Facebook has not gone far enough. Facebook's peers and competitors, including Google, Craigslist, and eBay, they do not allow the unlicensed sellers of guns to post ads for the sale of guns. And Facebook has stopped short of that.
Because Facebook is saying it will delete posts from users selling illegal guns or offering weapons for sale without background checks. I suppose I was wondering how Facebook would know that it's a user selling an illegal gun. I mean, what efforts would it make to verify that a gun for sale is legal?
Their new policy says that if somebody reports an ad featuring a gun for sale by an unlicensed seller, they will review that ad and they may choose to bring it down or not. But that relies on the community to monitor these posts. And that we feel is not going far enough. We feel that, you know, their competitors have made it very, very clear that they will not allow these kinds of posts. And we don't understand why Facebook is not meeting the bar that's been set by these other organizations.
How big a part do social networks like Facebook play in the whole firearms selling business, particularly in terms of evading controls on the sale of firearms?
We have not been able to quantify the number of ads that include a gun for sale by an unlicensed seller, but it has become increasingly clear that there are dangerous people getting their hands on guns through social networks.
That was Will Villotta of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence in Washington. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.